Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the fifth week of our series called Reunited, Forgiveness Feels So Good. We've got one more week after this until we start a new series in Lent, but forgiveness is really important to talk about, I think, because sometimes we can get blindsided by what someone else does. You know, you're cruising along, everything's good, and then suddenly there's a betrayal. A spouse is unfaithful, a business partner embezzles money, a neighbor takes you to court, someone you trusted hurts someone you love. Someone you trusted hurts someone you love. And you think, I just can't forgive that person. But in this series, we're looking at a step-by-step plan on how to forgive and how to bring peace to yourself and to others through forgiveness. The first step, as we've been saying, is to learn from the best. God always forgives us when we get off track. We should imitate him. We should learn from God. The second step is to see with new eyes. When you look into the heart and still try to see the goodness and decency in that person who offended you, assume the best and not the worst in them, give them the benefit of the doubt, that's when you'll find the power to forgive. The third step is understanding the why of forgiveness. It not only will settle your own soul, but it also builds God's kingdom, one act of forgiveness at a time. And then last week we said that when you choose to forgive someone, every time you choose to forgive, you're getting stronger on the inside. You're strengthening your inner moral core, your character, you're forming a habit of forgiveness, and that's when mercy becomes second nature. You don't have to think about it anymore. And today, I want to talk with you about the impact of forgiveness. I want to talk with you today about change the atmosphere. We all create an atmosphere around us. What you think and what you say, your attitude, your approach, they not only affect you, how you feel, but also everyone else around you. When you're sour, in a bad mood, upset because of the traffic or the delays at the airport or your children's behavior, that's going to bring you down, but also a whole lot of other people along with you. That's also true with forgiveness. When you're trapped in a prison of anger, bitterness, and resentment because of what someone did, it creates a negative atmosphere in your life. But you also change the environment wherever you go. It has a ripple effect. The bitterness you feel on the inside can easily spill over, and before you know it, everyone's upset, right? You snap at a coworker because of what someone said to you earlier that morning. By the end of the day, it affects the whole office. Or you overreact to something your spouse says or does because you got into a fight with a friend. That's going to throw off the good relations in your family. A reckless driver cuts you off in traffic, and all through the day, everyone else has to pay. But it also works in the opposite direction. When you let things go, when you take on an attitude of reconciliation, a daily habit of forgiveness, it improves the climate for everyone, the whole world around you. It changes the atmosphere for the better. Years ago, when I was a young lawyer, I was assigned to a document review. It's a really hard task, not easy to do. I don't know if you know what a document review is, but basically, often you have to look through hundreds of pages, thousands of pages, just to find perhaps one document that might be relevant and helpful to your case. It's kind of a grind, which is why young associates, junior associates, are usually the ones assigned to the job. Well, this document review took place at a meat packing plant in the Midwest. We had to go there to get the documents. And as soon as we arrived at the facility, they asked us to gear up. We wore rubber gloves and boots, aprons, hairnets, and, in my case, a beard net. Let me just say it was very flattering. I sent pictures home. Anyway, the documents were in small offices that were all across the plant. And so all day long, we walked across wet floors covered with, and sorry to gross you out again for a second week in a row, but covered with pig intestines. And we sorted through document after document that were often smeared with blood and guts. And we did this all day, stopping only briefly for lunch at the cafeteria where they were serving You guessed it, pork sandwiches. After that, was not interested. That was a hard pass. No means no, right? But really, the whole day was a tough experience, But the worst part, by far, was the rendering facility. I don't know if you know what that is, but it's a part of the in the plant, a place in the plant, where all the animal parts that humans can't or won't eat are thrown together, cooked at high temperatures in large vats to create things like your soap, or biofuels, or, wait for it, pet food. But the smell in that rendering facility was like something I had never experienced before. To describe it as foul would be a serious understatement. The smell got trapped in my hair, on my skin, my clothes. I took the longest shower of my life when I got back to the hotel. But still, the odor stuck to me. Felt like for weeks I was walking around smelling like rancid, rotten meat. Everywhere I went, I reeked. People ran in the other direction. They crossed the street to avoid me. They stayed 6 feet away at all times, and this was long before COVID. Because that's the atmosphere I was bringing. Here's the point. When you hold on to bitterness and resentment and refuse to forgive, that's what happens. After a while, it kind of just becomes who you are, like an awful smell that sticks to you and won't go away. And it drives everyone else away because they want to get away from the atmosphere you're creating. Don't let a lack of forgiveness form a negative atmosphere around you. You know, some people attract a crowd wherever they go. This is not me, but some people do, like bees to flowers. Their poise and their confidence, their charisma, their goodness and graciousness, it just naturally draws people in. For them, it comes naturally because everyone wants to be around that kind of environment. Positive, uplifting, cheerful. And when you think about it, it's really surprising how the right kind of atmosphere can just light up a room, right? And that is what Jesus was trying to get across to his disciples today in the gospel. He had just finished teaching them about the Beatitudes, what we heard last week. Not a list of rules, but a way of being. You know, meek, merciful, peaceful, pure of heart. And now he was telling them what the impact of that way of living would be, how it would affect others, and how it would change the environment in the whole world if all his disciples lived that way. So he said, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It is no longer good for anything but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot." Now back then, salt was very valuable. In fact, Roman soldiers were often paid in salt rations. It's where we get the word salary. And salt was valuable because it was a basic necessity of life. There were no refrigerators, and salt was used to preserve meat and fish, keep it from rotting, and create the right kind of atmosphere to enjoy a good meal. Nobody wants to eat a rotting piece of fish or meat. But you can't eat in the dark, right? And every good environment needs light. And so Jesus went on to say to his disciples, "You are the light of the world, and a city set on a mountain cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and then put it under a bushel basket. It is set on a lampstand where it gives light to all in the house." And like salt, light is precious, especially back then when there was no electricity. And light is essential to safety and security, to human thriving, to plants growing. Light creates the necessary atmosphere for life to flourish. Forgiveness has exactly the same effect. Like salt, forgiveness preserves the goodness of human relationships. It prevents the decay that can often happen among friends and family members when there's, you know, resentment or a desire for revenge. And just as light reveals what is hidden, forgiveness shows a better way to everyone. When you forgive, it doesn't just heal you, it becomes visible to everyone. It's becomes contagious. It changes the environment. Pay attention to the atmosphere you are creating. If you hold on to bitterness, it's just going to create an atmosphere of bitterness. When you stay angry and upset at who did you wrong, it ruins the ambience for everyone. You'd be amazed at how just one person can change the mood of an entire room for the worse. Respectfully, don't let that person be you. Don't let that person be you. Jesus is calling you to be salt and light for the world. God is counting on you to change the atmosphere for the better. You may think, Father Roger, you don't know what they did to me. It hurt. They made fun of me. They ruined my life. That may be true, but you do have the power to turn that around. Some years ago, researchers did this study where they asked people to hold pencils or pens in their mouths every day for a certain amount of time every day. And holding the pens in their mouths forced their faces into the shape of a smile. What they found was surprising, or maybe not so surprising. They found that those people who held the pens in their mouths compared to the control group that did not, those people felt happier after a while because they were forced to smile. It shows something important to us, that obedience comes before the victory, that our choices can actually shape our hearts. And the same is true with forgiveness. When you choose to forgive and let go of the hurt and tell that person you forgive them, you change the atmosphere not just for yourself, but for everyone around you. You may not think you have that kind of influence, but remember this. Just one lamp can light an entire house, change the environment. A few grains of salt can change the taste of a whole plate of food. A small act of goodness like forgiveness can have an enormous impact. That's why Jesus says in the gospel, your light must shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father, because it's contagious. He was saying, your faith, your goodness, your uplifting presence in the world makes life better for everyone. It changes everything because it changes. It creates the best kind of environment. And that's what forgiveness does as well. It not only heals you on the inside, it makes the world feel a little lighter, a little freer because of the atmosphere you create when you choose to forgive, when you put the hurt behind you and move on. About 6 years ago, in the year 2020, a family in Australia lost their 3 children and a niece to a tragic accident caused by a reckless driver. Their world was shattered, to say the least, and they had every right to be angry, bitter, and demand revenge, justice. But instead, they made a choice that surprised and shocked everyone. They publicly forgave the man who caused that accident. They could have poisoned the moment with their anger, but they chose to be salt, preserve the good. They were like a light shining in a very dark place. And then something powerful happened. Their forgiveness not only healed their hearts, it also changed the environment of the whole community. People started talking about mercy instead of blame and healing instead of revenge. And that family created a movement that has become worldwide called I Forgive. I Forgive. They're encouraging everyone to choose forgiveness. And that man who caused that accident, who was reckless in his driving, he said their mercy transformed his life, completely turned it around for the better. I think in a lot of ways, this is what the prophet Isaiah was telling us in the first reading today. When you remove oppression, malicious speech, accusation from your vocabulary, when you just focus on trying to do the right thing in every circumstance, you know, feed the hungry, give shelter and clothing to the poor and the homeless, then God says, your wounds will be quickly healed as a community, and I will always be with you to save you. And my presence will protect you on every side. In other words, when you change the way you treat people, you change the atmosphere for everyone. Forgiveness is not just a personal decision. It is a decision that changes the spiritual climate around you. Rooms start to feel different. Homes feel different. Workplaces and the whole world feel different. You may not realize it, but your mercy is powerful. Your compassion is contagious. Your forgiveness is a force for good in the world. Even a small act of kindness can shift everything. This week is I Forgive Week for 2026, that organization. It ended last night, but by the power I've vested in myself, I am extending it to you today and to me today. So this week, search your hearts for that person you really need to forgive. Set them free and experience the freedom of forgiveness. When you do, Isaiah says, then your light shall break like the dawn, shall break forth like the dawn. This is your opportunity to let your light shine before others. Don't lose that opportunity. Seize that opportunity. Go out this week and be salt and light for the world. Let your goodness flow. Let your mercy speak. Make the world a little brighter. Because when you forgive, the weather improves for everyone. The light breaks through. And the whole atmosphere changes.